Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Is Mark Sanchez good at doing the games?
I don't know, because I'm on the Reddit board for the Cardinals, and it's, ugh, not this again. Here again, anti-Cardinals.
Oh, they do that too?
Every team in the league does that. Anyway.
Here's Doug. What?
How you doing, Doug?
Hi, Doug.
I'm dizzy after listening to that conversation.
You should see the Cardinals Reddit board after a Doug Deacon call.
Do you think Doug is there? Doug, have you ever heard of Reddit?
No.
Keep it that way.
Yeah, okay.
Lyman is obsessed with Reddit.
And the dark web. That's one of the other message boards I go on.
Okay. Other question for you, Doug. How good a quarterback is Baker Mayfield? Hard-hitting stuff this morning.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, you're only as good as the team around you. And I think, you know, you look at the way he played last week, I thought he played really good. Unfortunately, at the end of the game, they weren't able to put the drive together to, you know, win the game. And that's where, you know, a lot of quarterbacks get known for. Can they finish or not? And I don't think he put that all on Baker's shoulders. But, you know, I think Baker, from what he played the week before, played much better and was very effective.
It's incredible. We're sitting here as one of the most efficient offenses statistically in the NFL. You run the hell out of the ball. You do exactly what you want to do offensively. And the takeaway everywhere is about the late game struggles. With all of that said, did that surprise you? Stefanski obviously owned it and has done so in like four different media appearances since the game. But it's just still so confusing what happened on the last two drives.
Yeah, I think, you know, sometimes you can outsmart yourself. You look for what you think they're going to do. And if you don't catch them in the right thing, then the play can get blown up. And, you know, obviously, you know, we had to get down the field in a big chunks, or at least to get ourselves in a position to take a shot in the end zone. And we just stalled out on some of those possessions.
What'd you think of Blake? I'll just ask you. What'd you think of Blake Hance on Sunday?
I thought they did okay. I thought, for a team that lost their starting two tackles, you know, Jedrick before the game and Conklin during the game, you know, they only gave up one sack. Obviously, sometimes when you do that, you've got to use a tight end or a running back to help out, and that takes one less receiver out of your passing game. But, you know, they're a well-coached offensive line. You know, Bill Callahan's one of the best, if not the best, in the business. And, you know, it shows when your depth, you get to the second tier of your depth chart, the next thing you know, those guys are playing well, too.
Doug Deacon joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. James Hudson III, could his future be at right guard? I kind of like James Hudson III over there. I thought he graded out all right.
I'm not sure.
Well, never mind.
A guard or right tackle?
Did I say right guard?
Yep.
I'm sorry, I meant right tackle.
Okay.
Now, I was looking something else up. I got to ask you later, Doug. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
He did okay. I mean, once again, it's a learning experience. And, you know, you go into this game, you've got a couple real savvy veterans who might not have that, you know, the twitch or speed that they once had. But, you know, Watt and Chandler Jones, they're two of the best in the league. I think they're ranked actively two and three in sacks.
Why have there been so many injuries?
That's a good question. You know, it's because we went into training camp. We didn't overplay anybody. Obviously, we do, if anything, underplayed people. But, you know, injuries are just funny how they pop up. And when they come in you know, sometimes in positions. And we've been hitting the defensive backfield here last week that, you know, really, you know, put us in some odd situations.
Can I share a couple of theories with you?
Okay.
I was with Gerard last night. Of course, we had you on the preview show. Yep. And we thank you very much for your time for the preview show and this morning here, Doug. But the question was asked, and I said, I thought, you know, a lot of these injuries have happened over the last 2 weeks. They've played on turf the last couple of weeks. And I go back to what J.C. Treader had written, that he said all NFL facilities should have natural grass. Is there any theory to that, or am I dummy?
No, I mean, the turf is harder. You know, when you get hit on that turf, usually a lot of times it's the concussion that you get, because you get your head snapped back and hit, and you hit that hard ground, it'll do it. But, you know, I think, you know, the league keeps track of those things. And, you know, obviously grass is a lot softer to play on. You know, any player would tell you, I think, you know, other than a speed guy, they'd rather play on grass.
Gerard had brought up, hey, you know, the grass isn't necessarily a Serta mattress in December. And I said, yeah, that's a good point. He had thought, because you look at the Browns, you know, the quote-unquote injured list, the guys that didn't practice, the guys who were limited, it's significant. But you look at the Cardinals, it's significant as well. And he thought, you know, there's more towards not playing in the preseason. This hits on what you said, Doug, where guys are still playing themselves into shape.
Well, yeah, well, no, I think guys are in shape, you know, because they have the off-season program. They're just getting used to, you know, being sore and getting hurt. I mean, and the other thing is, you know, some people play hurt, some people, you know, don't play hurt. And, is somebody hurt, you know, at about 75% better than the other guy at 100%? So, you know, it makes it tough, especially. And then the other thing is, we saw it in our defense when we had all the big plays, chunk plays against us. You know, it's a coordination situation where, you know, guys playing together or not playing together, and all of a sudden some guy runs free for a 70-yard touchdown.
Doug Deacon, join us on the hotline. David Njoku is just 25 years old. Seems like he's been here forever, but just had an all-time breakout game in that loss to the Chargers. But the way this offense is, can we expect someone like him to be a go-to guy, or is that just not the way this offense is ever going to work?
No, I think the offense is built to, you know, take what the defense gives you. And then, you know, if you get lined up and all of a sudden you find that, you know, you got single coverage here because you got double coverage on somebody else, then you take advantage of the one-on-one matchup. And, you know, last week David Njoku was the hot guy, and they didn't do a great job covering him, and he did a great job of catching the football. And, you know, David has a ton of talent. You know, the only problem with David has always been a little bit of an inconsistency with his hands.
Now, I'm guessing outside of Thanksgiving when you played, Deke, there were no Thursday night games on Amazon or anything like that, right?
Yep.
Okay, so given that, can you kind of try to tap into what the players who are all injured this week might be thinking with two games, with this short turnaround coming up? Obviously, now that's just the way the NFL is. You're always going to have this short turnaround at some point. But with all of that said, would it make sense for any of these players to kind of look at the big picture and say, maybe I don't try to go this week, despite the fact it's a marquee game against an unbeaten team?
It would be tough for my mindset to say, you know, let's sit out this week so we can play next week. I think, you know, you play everyone because everyone's important. And, you know, at some point, you get going to catch up with you. If you're not playing people, you know, early, you know, you might get some losses. If you play everybody, and, you know, hopefully you can get build up, you know, a good record. And towards the end of the season, if you're in the playoffs, that's when you rest. But we've seen that with teams, and, you know, they rest their players the last game, and then the next game they come out and they're out of sync, and they get blown out.
How much do the Browns miss Jarvis Landry on the field?
A lot. I mean, the passing game kind of goes through Jarvis because he is the Mr. Reliable, he's a guy that he brings a lot of energy to the field and to the huddle. I mean, he's a fiery guy, and the thing about him is you can always depend on his hands. I mean, the only time I've seen Jarvis drop a pass is when, you know, he had his ribs cracked, and, you know, you can't blame him trying to reach out and getting exposed, not be able to bring it in.
So they're going up against another mobile quarterback this week, and Kyler Murray, he's been absolutely sensational. You feel better now that you have a JOK out there, but that's not enough. You need more. How does the defense scheme for a guy like this who's been hitting everybody, hitting all these receivers, all these tight ends, and can also move?
Well, I mean, you just look at the progression of him, you know, from his rookie year to last year to this year. I mean, he's just getting more and more comfortable, and he's not a Lamar Jackson-type runner. I mean, he does have the ability to run, but he's not going to put 1,000 yards up in a season on you. But he's also got some pretty good receivers. You know, you look at, you know, A.J. Green. We've seen him in the past, but, you know, he's probably not as good as he once was, but he's still A.J. Green. But the guy that, you know, is their passing game is DeAndre Hopkins. You know, he's one of the best, if not the best in the league at this point.
Is Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah the most impressive rookie to you so far?
I would say so. You know, Newsom, I thought, was doing a good job, but unfortunately, you know, he wasn't able to play last week. But, you know, JOK brings a different kind of package to the defense. I mean, he's a guy that you can drop back. He's a guy you can rush. You know, he's just a talented guy, and he's so quick. And the thing is, you know, they'll let him rush against, you know, one of these, you know, big 300-pound linemen. Well, JOK's feet are much quicker than theirs.
Yeah, he's been stunningly good. I can't believe just some of the highlights he's already put together. Does he remind you of anyone? I know that the Troy Polamalu name gets thrown around, but is there anybody else?
Well, yeah, you know, I think the Honey Badger is one. You know, guy that can play at all three levels, kind of. You know, he's one of those guys that you can, you know, use him to rush the passer. You can use him drop in coverage, and he can chase from sideline to sideline.
Whoa!
Yeah, you Honey Badger!
You gotta be ready
to
do it.
Well, I fell asleep at the wheel.
Dummy, I got another question for you here. Well, this isn't even a question. I have an observance to make with you, Doug. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
I went to Little Italy with Lima on Monday.
Okay.
Liz had to pick me up for obvious reasons to take me home. And on the way home, we were going down Mayfield Road, and we went past Lakeview Cemetery, and it has been a kind of a running gag on the show. Am I worthy to be buried in Lakeview Cemetery someday? Hopefully no day soon. I was Googling who the notable internments are at Lakeview Cemetery. One of the internments, Doug, is a man named Worthy Streeter, who was the first mayor of East Cleveland, the Ohio State Senator, and the namesake for Streeter, Illinois, the birthplace of who? Doug Deacon, everybody!
Hey! Hey!
Doug Deacon. 6 degrees of Doug Deacon. Your thoughts?
You've overshot your workload if you're looking for cemetery names. That's for sure.
Hey, can I ask you one more question? I never asked you this.
Okay.
You're from Illinois. Does it bother you when people say Illinois?
No. No.
Not at all?
Nah, it doesn't bother. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you take some of these guys that we play on Sunday, how many times I mispronounce their names? there's some guys I won't even try. Hey, Jimmy, who was that?
Doug, we can't thank you enough for the time. All the best.
Okay.
Doug Deacon on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I've been waiting 4 days to tell him that. 4 days. Man named Worthy Streeter.
I can't believe.
Boom.
I can't. Now, did you vet this or did you just go to Wikipedia?
No, I went to Wikipedia.
You know, that's the type of journalism that Adam Schefter would
that's
be proud.
That's Big J stuff right there. I tried to contact Worthy Streeter and call him Mr. Editor, but he died in 1902. We've reached out to Mr. Streeter for comment. He has not yet returned
now,
our phone calls.
Now, wait. He came back via the Conestoga wagon, or how did he end up back
I'm
in Cleveland?
I'm not sure. I've reached out to Worthy Streeter. He has not yet returned my Ouija board messages.
We have two of them back there.
I think we got a third one.
We actually have a collection of Ouija boards here at the station. See, that's why you get a little bit, not mad with Colin Cowherd on that type of thing, but it's like we are at one time trying to get old football players who had passed on and ask them who the Browns should draft at quarterback. So, yeah, we were a little bit excited when Baker Mayfield first came.
They also entombed one of those Ouija boards in the new drywall that is keeping the copy machine from falling over. So imagine when Geraldo, years from now, comes back to look at the drywall and what's in the drywall.
That's why the mud's oozing out of the top right now.
Well, there's a few unsightly seams I can see.
We'll go to the phones coming up next. 216-578-0092. And quite possibly one of the best questions we ever thought of. Is Joe out of the woods or still in the woods? On the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.